You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is the 23rd of June, 2021. I'm Joe Vicnicki, joined on the line today by Grant Smith, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Hi, Grant.
Hello.
Well, I guess we've had a relatively good past week, but I know we've got some wild weather coming up in the near future. Let's first off talk about what we just got through, some nice weekend weather, some sunny breaks that we've been through this area. Nothing out of the ordinary, though, right?
Yeah, nothing real out of the ordinary. It's been relatively nice. You know, still keeping track on some areas in the Panhandle having some rain, but as far as Petersburg's been going, overall, just looking at the data, it was looking pretty nice. You had a lot of temperatures just in the month of June alone. You've had 10 days where your high was above normal, so that's always a good time to have those warmer temperatures. But rain-wise, just in the last few days, we haven't really reported a whole lot of rain in the Petersburg area. But as you mentioned, that's all about to change.
Yeah, so what's this system that is coming through? What can you tell us about it?
Well, it's looking like it's going to be a kind of a two-round thing, where first of all, we've got a front coming through, and that's going to push out all this, breaks in the clouds. It's going to move in a lot of cloud cover. And then that rain that's going to last all the way, into Thursday and into Thursday night. And then on Friday, we still are holding on to some chances for rain, but the trend through Friday is actually that the rain chances would be decreasing. So throughout Friday, at some point, you should see the rain come to an end as everything wraps up from that front coming through. And then a low will come in from the south. That'll actually help dry out the southern areas, still keeping the rain in the northern panhandle, but you would be in the drier area. So rain comes to an end Friday, leaving the weekend dry. So actually, the weekend's looking pretty nice as clouds will be decreasing on Saturday. So by Sunday, we've got dry weather. And right now, we've got partly cloudy, but I'd almost lean mostly sunny. So Sunday's looking pretty nice.
That's good news. So for the systems that are coming through, are you still forecasting 1 to 3 inches possible of rain?
Kind of 1 to 3 inches for is the averaged amount for the entire panhandle. But if I narrowed it down to the Petersburg area, kind of 1 to 2 actually might be a better estimate for that area. Instead of that way, we don't have to include the more areas that's going to get a little bit more rain. So probably 1 to 2 is a better estimate for Petersburg.
Okay. And then the possibility of slowing down by Friday.
Yes. Friday, the rain should come to an end, leaving the weekend dry, and it should looking like a pretty nice weekend ahead. Temperatures, Thursday, Friday, looking at highs kind of around 60. And then as we head into Saturday, because of the breaks in the clouds, we should start to see temperatures warming up. Upper 60s expected, and Sunday, we're looking at highs around 70. We actually pulled 70 as a high for Sunday right now.
Oh, great. Good news. Well, we'll remind people again to get out and bail your skiffs after this system comes through. Anything else to keep in mind?
The wind is going to be an issue on Wednesday, but once we get, Thursday. But then once we get to that second half of Thursday into Thursday night, the winds will be calming down. And so by the time we get to Friday and the weekend, winds will be about 5 to 15 miles per hour. And even if I were to lean on that range, I'd probably lean to the lighter amounts, about 5 to 10. So once again, temperatures, sky conditions, and wind all adding up to a pretty good weekend.
Okay, great. Thanks for the time, Grant.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.